Komoiawa Tamanui, France and TNA, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Te Taitokerau MP Calvin Davis will make his valedictory speech this afternoon before handing in his warrant at Waitangi Day. He's not the only senior Māori MP to go. Former Tonga MP slipped out the door on Sunday, passing up a chance to give a farewell speech to Parliament. Willie Jackson, who's now the senior member of Labour's senior Māori caucus, says Mr Tirikatere made a significant contribution in his 12 years in the House.
He's one of those quiet achievers. He talked about not taking Māori for granted when he put his bill up in terms of representation for Māori on council level significantly a couple of years ago. And someone who you could underestimate. So he's never been high profile, but quiet and very significant and strong contributor.
Calvin Davis's valedictory is at 5:45 p.m. Mr Tirikatene's departure has brought back former Banks Peninsula MP Tracy McLellan as a List MP, and former Northland MP Shannon Holbert will rejoin the caucus after Calvin Davis goes. On other news, Te Runanga o Ngaitahu Chief Executive Arihia Bennett is stepping down in March after 12 years in the role. Ms Bennett from Ngaitahu, Ngāti Porou and Ngāpuhi has worked for the iwi in various roles over the past 30 years. Kai whakahaere Justin Tipa says she has demonstrated exceptional leadership and made a valuable contribution to the continued growth and development of the organisation, not only in an economic sense, but most importantly, its cultural and social outcomes. She has had to navigate a range of challenges during her tenure as CEO, including the Canterbury earthquake recovery, the terrorist attack and COVID-19. This year, the Runanga will pass the $1 billion mark for investment into tribal development since settlement. Also, a researcher at Otago University Centre for Sustainable Cities says the incorporation of Indigenous concepts could improve wellbeing for residents of new housing developments. Guy Penny from Ngāti Kahungunu Ki Wairua is the university's Māori lead in its public housing and urban regeneration program. He helped develop a culturally responsive model which brings concepts like whakawhanaungatanga, wairuatanga, whānau, kāinga and tikanga into mainstream urban design thinking.
There are practitioners out there, Māori architects and others, who are working really well in this space. But when you look at the larger volume builders and the public housing sector, it's difficult to get a Māori perspective into that area.
Guy Penny says incorporating Māori identity and cultural landscapes into urban designs through things like naming policies supports Māori wellbeing. And lastly, the Department of Conservation will work alongside Ngāti Hei to develop options for visitors' access at Coromandel's Cathedral Cove. Regional Director Tinaka Mien says based on expert advice from engineering consultancy Tonkin and Taylor, it has commissioned further monitoring on whether the hillside is moving and where tracks can be rerouted. The options will be set against the land stability information, DOCS legislative obligations, cost benefits analysis and the results of community engagement. And that's your Wātea English News.